You're listening to a feed of the Bugcast. Today is November the 4th. I'm in here recording this. Caroline is sitting on the couch watching The Apprentice. But she's not going to get her project done doing that, is she? So yes, it is Thursday the 4th of November. Well, actually it's not, it's Wednesday the 3rd. I'm pre-recording this so I can go to bed. But yes, day 4 of Napad Pomo. I'm doing well. I didn't expect that it would actually turn out to be this easy, so I'm quite chuffed that it's going so well. Even the guys from the Dumbed Down Life have done 3 episodes so far, and I didn't expect that to happen. So it's all good. Right, fantastic. So we're here again. Now, I did say one thing I was going to do is give you a bit of insight into how I started podcasting. And it was back in March of 2008. And I'd been listening to another couple of podcasts. One was The Dumbed Down Life, which I introduced you to on Monday. And the other one was The Random 3, which was done by Mark. Now, that's on an indefinite hiatus at the moment. I think I might have mentioned this already, because Mark, the host, is currently off being a daddy, which is fantastic. It is a bit of a shame because we miss him. It's a fantastic show, or it was when it was being done, where Mark would pick, or a guest host would pick 3 songs, any songs that meant something to them, and they would then explain the reasons why those songs meant something to them, and then have the songs played. Fantastic concept, really loved it. I think I'd done 2, maybe even 3 guest hostings on that show. But it's good because his show, he doesn't suffer from the qualms of playing non-pod safe music, so you get a little bit of freedom on the expressiveness. But yeah, I'd been listening to them for a good few weeks, I would have thought. And I sort of said, you know, I can do this. You know, I had some history in the audio industry anyway. Done a bit of dabbling with hospital radio. My dad owned a recording studio in Woking. So yeah, it was something to try. So I tried it. Caroline went to the gym that evening, and I got the laptop, got some software, got a LabTech headset that I'd had from a while back, plugged it in, press record, and the result is what you would find on episode 1 of the Bugcast. Thebugcast.org/show/1, the digit 1, will take you to that show. And you can listen to it in all its glory. It's quite embarrassing. It's not a particularly good show. The audio quality was poor. The delivery was poor. The whole thing was poor, but it's an excellent part of the show's history to see how things have advanced over time. I suppose the important thing is the reason as to why I started. It's all very well saying, oh, I started because other people did, or I started because I wanted to see what it was like. Those are very easy excuses, very easy reasons for starting a project. But deep down, there has to be a driving force, a driving factor as to why you would do something like this. And for me, as I say, because I'd been involved in audio production before, and I'd had quite a few people tell me that I had a good speaking voice. So those kind of things drove me on to do it. Now, I had no particular motive for, you know, promoting PodSafe music, hence the reason that 2 of my first tracks on the Bugcast were actually not originally PodSafe. The artist had put them PodSafe after they'd had their had their particular heyday. So it wasn't about the music, and it wasn't necessarily about the desire to, you know, rant about things. It was just something that happened. And when I sat down to record episode one, I said, I don't know where this is going to go. It may not go anywhere. You know, send me feedback. Let me know what you think. And if you like it, I'll do another one. If you don't, I won't. And I think on that first show, I might have got two pieces of feedback. One was from Caroline saying, hello. And that was about it. But as I went on each week, I started enjoying what I was doing. And again, it wasn't so much the music, because the music didn't really come into it until about, I don't know, probably episode 20. It wasn't about the desire to talk still. So I still don't know what drove me up until about episode 5 or 6. But then I started finding things to talk about. It became an outlet. It became a rant outlet for me to have a subject I wanted to talk about. And then, you know, give that rant out. And what I sought in return was kind of a Terry Wogan response. If any of you listened to Terry Wogan's Breakfast Show, he always had people writing in and telling him things. They could have been relevant, they could have been completely irrelevant, it didn't matter. And that's kind of what I wanted. I wanted that interaction. I wanted people to come back and comment on things that I'd said. Never got that. Not really. I had a few people sending me emails every so often. If I spoke about something that was particularly contentious or particularly controversial, then people, of course, will say their piece. And yeah, I think I might have got one, maybe two valuable pieces of feedback every week. And then we had a regular listener, Leonie, who sadly doesn't listen to the show at the moment. And she would, on a weekly basis, provide a report, a satirical report, if you like, of what she'd been doing, which was great because it was like a regular thing. It was something that listeners learnt to expect to hear every week. So another purpose came in. It was something that just kept you going. As far as the music was concerned, it was around about episode 20 when I started looking around for groups of people who did the same thing as I did, as in podcasting. And I identified two groups. The first one was the UK Podcasters Association, which sadly is no more. It merged with the Open Rights Group and kind of shifted focus. So I applied to join that. And then there was the Association of Music Podcasting. And I thought, oh, I play music in my show, so I think I'll apply to join that as well. And then around about show 24, with a little bit of friendly pressure from the Dumb Down Life, the show went live. I would actually broadcast the show recording as live to an audience of whoever was listening at the time. So you couldn't make mistakes. You couldn't go back and say, oops, I'll edit that out. Because once it had gone out alive, that's it. It was there. But I increased the music quantity as well. And I was playing three tracks initially, and it went up to five. I think it was show 24, it went up to five. And then show 25 was the best of the music from the previous 24 episodes. And that's when it hit me that the music is actually quite important. My membership of AMP, of the Association of Music Podcasting, started drilling into my head that the music was important. And then I realized that it was the musicians that were important. It wasn't about playing music and making sure people were aware of the kind of music that's out there that you wouldn't normally hear on mainstream radio. It was about the musicians behind it. It was about the support of those people who were allowing podcasters like myself and many others to play their music free of charge to other people so that they could then go out and buy that music. We essentially became the publicity for those PodSave artists. And that's when it hit me that the music side of things is much more important than I'd originally given it credit for. So, yeah, that's kind of where it all started. As I say, we're up to about episode 25 here, the first 6 months of the show's history. I'm going to leave it at that for now, because I've already been talking for the best part of 10 minutes, and I have some other things I want to say. First of all, I've had some feedback from the first show, which is really good, from Monday's show. James Corachia, who is a guitarist, who we played on the main podcast before, he wrote in and said, it's a very good start, really enjoyed it, but made a comment about the outro being too long. Now, sorry, hold my hand up, totally my fault. What I'm supposed to do is actually start the outro before I finish talking, so I can talk over it for a bit and then turn it up towards the end. But for the first two shows, I forgot to do that. Yesterday's show for Wednesday, I managed to do that because it was a recorded show. We recorded the bits and I put it together afterwards rather than recording as live as I am now. Everything you hear on this particular episode, and also on Mondays and Tuesdays, from the moment the music starts at the beginning to the moment the music ends, is one single take, no edits. Whereas yesterday's show, the show for Wednesday, was I recorded the conversation with Rowley, and then I added the intro at the beginning, the outro at the end, the track, the crucial drum and bass track, towards the end, so it was kind of piecemeal put together. I don't like doing that, personally, because I don't think it flows that well. But yes, so thank you very much, James, for dropping that to me. Jonathan, friend of mine and potentially a future podcaster, also dropped me a message over Google Talk, actually, saying that he liked the first show and liked where it was going, which was nice, and had a comment on the podcast website for Monday's Napod Pomo from Jen from the Inside My Head podcast. Now, I know of Jen. I think I listened to one or two episodes of the Hyper Nonsense podcast with her and her husband Sean when they were doing that. Hyper Nonsense doesn't exist anymore, but that's kind of they both continue podcasting. Jen does the Inside My Head podcast and Sean does Sean O'Gram, but I'd never listened to those shows individually. So she wrote and said, glad you're doing Napod Pomo. It's a good opportunity to start listening to shows that you'd not listened to before. So that's what she's doing. She's now listening to this. So Jen, thank you for listening. Really appreciate it. I've listened to your first two shows, the Monday and Tuesday ones, and I think they're great. And as a result, that is the podcast I want to promote today. It's the Inside My Head podcast with Jen, and the address is jen.phantompower.org. phantompower.org, and the link to that will be in the show notes at thebugcast.org by the time you start listening to this. So Jen, thank you very much for getting in touch. Maybe over the next couple of weeks we can actually do a combined show, thee and me release the same show at the same time. Have a think, let me know. Fantastic. I think we should play some music. Now, being a music podcaster and being as picky as I am about my own work, I often rely on other people or other people's podcasts to give me ideas of where I should be going. Now, one of the podcasts that I do listen to regularly, and I'm going to promote it on a future show, so don't worry about that, is the PC podcast with Pete Kogel. Now, he has an amazing sense of music and a great taste in music. But he also has a very good sense for music that people would not normally listen to. And I think it was from his show, it was either PC Podcast or one of his other shows, that I picked up this track from. And I think you'll like it. This is KS Bumra with R Bangra.
Thank you very much. I'm very loose, loose, carte, and the knee, Mary, could be hoggy, thank you, Java.
KS Bumrah with R Bangra. MySpace.com/KSBHAMRAH. Not a lot of information about that particular artist anywhere on the internet other than that page. And I can't actually be sure entirely where I got the track from. I think I might have got it directly from Pete. But anyway, that, if that MySpace still exists, that's the place to find out about them. I spoke too soon. No sooner did I mention that I managed to do all these shows straight through with no edits, something went wrong. And in the middle of that song, I opened a web page and it all went completely and utterly wrong. So I had to start the track again. You won't hear it because I'll edit it out, but not good. Not good at all. Anywho, that's pretty much it for today, I think. I am really, really enjoying these shows, and I hope you are too. It's been a really great, really big blast for me to get this kind of thing done. And I'm going to shut up now because I'm tired and I'm going to go to bed because it is actually still Wednesday. So anyway, have a great Thursday, folks, and I hope you're all well, and we shall speak again tomorrow. So until then, bye-bye.